And tell us that. Now, you may say, well, I'm in quarantine. I really can't do it now. I'm not sure when 14 days or 10 days ends for him. But just be a man and just tell us what you want to do. It's that simple. This isn't that complicated. You say, on the one hand, I don't want to shut our economy down. I get that. And thank you. You did it once. I don't know why it's a big deal that you don't want to do it again. But you say, I don't want to shut the economy down, but I want to save people's lives. Well, are those mutually exclusive? Can you do it? Or is it possible you can do both? We'll talk about that. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. We're going to find out how you feel about Rudy Giuliani's presentation and what might be forthcoming from the governor. We'll do that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A little bit after 5:30 as we check out our rush hour traffic cams. A lot of congestion as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at the 15th interchange. Also, on the other side, 515 west at Pecos, there's a crash on the left shoulder, and you're slow all the way back to Stephanie there on the 515 westward bound. Heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, 215 east at St. Rose. Also, 24/7 lane restrictions bogging things down in North Las Vegas on Interstate 15, both directions, northbound at Cheyenne, southbound at Craig. And do look for some slow flows on the 95 as well, eastbound at Decatur and westbound at Valley View.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The coronavirus certainly impacting football across Las Vegas for the Raiders. They have 7 more players on the reserve COVID-19 list, and right now that list has 11 separate players on it as they are scheduled to match up against the Chiefs on Sunday. Most players are on it as a result of close contact with someone who had tested positive, so if they continue to test negative, they should be active prior to Sunday's game, albeit without practicing over the week. The UNLV football game that was scheduled for Saturday at Colorado State, it is not going to take place as a result of positive cases inside of the UNLV program. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Charlie's management team is currently a team of one.
Yeah, I got a meeting, but you keep up the good work. Can you fix that display for me? Did Steve show up today?
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Earlier this afternoon at the White House, the Vice President's Coronavirus Task Force had its first news conference since July. General Gustav Perna is a former U.S. Army Material Command General. He is the Operation Warp Speed Chief Operating Officer, and he's going through everything relative to how we're going to get the vaccine out. Let's drop in on just a little bit of that.
Fill finish site to distribution warehouses down to administration sites. So not only could we maintain the flow of vaccine, but we could account for vaccine that was being administered. That way we can keep the flow to the American people in a steady drumbeat. As we go forward, first slide please, we will distribute the vaccine accordingly. I direct you to the right side of the slide. This is our end state. This is where we want the vaccines to be. We want the vaccines down at the places where the American people are comfortable, at our hospitals, our doctor's offices, down at CVS, Walgreens, down at the healthcare facilities, places where people are comfortable going. So that's where we started, end state. Then we went back to Pfizer and Moderna. We laid out the guidelines that I gave you, and with the collaboration of them and the commercial industry for distribution, we came up with our plan. It's relatively simple. We take the Pfizer vaccine. They are capable of distributing on their own. They will utilize FedEx and UPS in order to execute distribution. Simultaneously, we will ship ancillary kits, needles, syringes, alcohol wipes, and the dilutant required for the vaccine to meet the vaccine at the end state facilities that we're talking about. For Moderna vaccine, what we're going to do is we're going to meet up the vaccine with the ancillary kits at a distribution warehouse. We're going to put them together, and then we're going to distribute through FedEx and UPS down to our administration sites. So, in simple terms, we're taking it from fill finish. We're bringing together all the requirements for administering the vaccine, and then we're sending it down to the distribution sites. Any place that a state wants to administer the vaccine, as long as they're enrolled, right, into our process, we can distribute the vaccine. We can distribute the Pfizer vaccine at a minimum of 975 doses and the Moderna vaccine at a minimum of 100 doses. We can go to one place in the state or we can go to 10,000 places in the state. The capability and the capacity exist because we came together in a whole of America approach. It is this effort that I can look you in the face and say to you, EUA comes. 24 hours later, vaccines will be distributed out to the American people and be ready for administration. To this end, our mission is, as I stated, safe and effective vaccines to the American people, and we need to do it in the most timely manner possible because it is all about lives. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Gustav Perna, the CEO of Operation Warp Speed.
Kits of both the kits that we'll need for the Pfizer vaccine as well as the Moderna vaccines. Different 100. Yeah, excuse me, 100 million. Thank you. So,
General Perna, thank you. And as he said, from the time President Trump announced Operation Warp Speed, General Perna and his team have been working literally around the clock to build the distribution plan that you see that's in effect. And I hope you all heard that. I asked him how many of those kits have already been manufactured for merging with the Moderna product, and they've already assembled 100 million kits that are ready to go. And that's the supplies that are necessary for administering the vaccine. I must tell you, having received my latest briefing today over at FEMA from Operation Warp Speed, I think every American can be proud of the fact that we have a plan in place, that the moment that the FDA concludes that that vaccine is safe and effective, we have a system in place to begin within 24 hours shipping that vaccine to hospitals, healthcare facilities, and 24 hours after that, literally injecting that vaccine into Americans. And we'll also be continuing to develop the prioritization, working with states about their plans, and maybe Bob Redfield of CDC will reflect on that as well in a moment. CDC will create a recommendation for priorities of who's to be immunized, but if history is a teacher, we know that we'll focus on those most vulnerable. We'll focus on our healthcare workers and first responders at the early going. But it's truly inspiring to me to see the incredible work that Operation Warp Speed has done. And General Perna, I want to thank you for your dedication. With that, as I said, we've continued from the very beginning to operate an approach at the federal level that is federally supported, state managed, locally executed, and we'll continue to respect decisions that state governments are making in efforts to slow the spread. But to be very clear, President Trump has been very clear that we do not support another national lockdown and do not believe it is necessary. I think Dr. Fauci actually reflected again on we're not calling for a national lockdown, and we won't. But beyond that, there have been some actions taken in jurisdictions around the country with regard to closing schools. I wanted the American people to know that it is the position of this task force, of this administration, and of the CDC that we do not need to close our schools. I want to invite Dr. Redfield to come forward to speak about that, and I want to emphasize what he's reminded our task force of many times, that actually at no point in this pandemic has the CDC ever recommended closing schools. And the more we've learned about this virus, the more it's simply affirmed that. We think our kids belong in the classroom. We're absolutely committed to continue to provide resources so our kids, our teachers, our administrators can safely get back to school. But with that, let me introduce...
There you have it, the Vice President at the White House, the Coronavirus Task Force, with a news conference, their first one since July. And the good news is, a day after they get CDC approval, they will be shipping, and a day after that, they'll be injecting a vaccine. That is great. Great news. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get some calls coming up on the other side. You want to join us? We'll be maybe you're as impressed as I am by Operation Warp Speed. I think that's absolutely incredible. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. Not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the Valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. That news conference today, and we didn't have a chance to dip into it earlier, but I wanted to go back to it because they're talking in terms of a vaccine before the end of this month. Of getting approval from the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, and getting essentially getting approval, and the next day distributing to CVS, to Walgreens, to hospitals, to your doctor, and I thought that was fascinating. Let's go back into that. Dr. Eleanor McCants-Katz is Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary for Mental Health with HHS, and outlining a little more of the, you know, what the game plan is for distribution. Here it is.
Where better to start in addressing this challenge than with our nation's young people? Protecting and also fostering the social and emotional well-being of children is critical not only to their own development, but also to the development of healthy families, communities, and a healthy and productive society. The work that schools and school personnel do daily is valuable beyond any words I can deliver. We know that, in addition to education, schools provide our children a profound sense of security and stability. The structure and safety of schools are integral to our children's whole health. The role of the school cannot be overstated. However, we also cannot overstate the need to address the fear, uncertainty, and safety considerations with returns to school. I understand that parents and teachers may feel great anxiety. That is why we must put into place the safety measures we know work. We must use masks. We must enforce social distancing. We must employ creative and innovative ways to limit the number of children and teachers in the building at any given time. There are tools we have, and we must think through how best to use them to keep our schools open. We know that over 7.4 million children in this country live with serious emotional disturbances, and over 60% receive services from the school system. We know that children with disabilities are losing ground with the closure of schools. We know that millions of children across the country are experiencing child abuse and neglect that goes undetected due to lack of contact with school personnel who serve as mandatory reporters. We must work together to address these issues. I believe strongly that we need schools to open in communities whose data indicate it's safe to do so. But we cannot forget the protection of our teachers and school staff. If they don't feel it's safe to return to work, it will not help to open schools. We must ensure that teachers, school staff, and parents are engaged in the solutions that we ultimately choose.
There you have it, Dr. Eleanor McCants-Katz. Her bailiwick is mental health, talking about when it's going to be okay to reopen the schools. And, of course, you know what the Clark County School District has done. They've kind of kicked the can down the road and said, we're going to stay in place right now until further notice. Probably second semester at least. Maybe if we're not over this thing for a while, it may be well beyond that. Coming up, more on this news conference that was, to me, was stunning about the presidential election. And this, as you may have picked it up on the hourly news, you may not have. We'll be getting to that coming up in about 10 minutes. And that is this whole notion that in Georgia, the numbers apparently indicate that Joe Biden has maintained his lead in Georgia. So we'll get to that. And a whole lot more coming up. The news conference, by the way, I thought was incredibly encouraging for the president. It's actual live evidence, affidavits signed under fear of perjury. Yeah. This may be the smoking gun that we've been looking for. I've been talking for, weeks now about the smoking gun. Maybe this is it. We'll find out. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMCQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show. Weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
That's part of that news conference today with Rudy Giuliani talking about the presidential election and the lawsuits and the discrepancies and the president's even been tweeting out about Stavros Anthony's special election here. And by the way, we are on their radar still, believe it or not. I want to go to Rudy Giuliani. This is cut one. And he really went after the media. I was so happy to hear him going after the media like this. This was Rudy Giuliani earlier today. Cut one. Go.
We have 100 more of these. I can't show them to you because those people don't want to be harassed. They don't want to have their lives torn apart by the goons on the other side. We don't do that to them. They've done that to a lot of our people. They've done it for 4 years. And it's outrageous that it's tolerated, and it's tolerated because you condone it in the press, and you don't cover it, and you don't condemn it. And it shouldn't happen to a Republican or a Democrat. A lawyer shouldn't have to withdraw from a case because he's representing the President of the United States. There are many more affidavits here. I'd like to read them all to you, but I don't have the time. You should have had the time and energy to go look for them. That's your job. Like it's my job to defend the president and to represent the president. It's your job to read these things and not falsely report that there's no evidence. Do you know how many affidavits we have in the Michigan case? 220 affidavits. They're not all public, but 8 of them are. 4 affiants here, those are people who give affidavits, report an incident that under any other circumstances would have been on the front page of all your newspapers if it didn't involve the hatred that you have, the irrational, pathological hatred that you have for the president.
I'm sorry. That was the best part of the whole news conference, other than the information about affidavits and affiants. I see that there's another one. I learn something every day on this show. What is an affiant? It's somebody who fills out an affidavit. No, I never knew that. Tomorrow, we're going to be one day closer to finding out what the governor has in mind. He may say something tomorrow. I don't know. But he's promised very soon to tell us what he's going to do to us. Is he just going to lock us down? Is he going to go the other direction and open up the economy more? I doubt that. We will do that, I promise. Don't forget, Heidi Harris moves to 9 till noon, beginning on Monday. So mark that down and celebrate tomorrow from 6 to 9, her final day of getting up in the middle of the night. Oh, golly. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most
of your night right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye-bye-bye. I promise never to take more money.